WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. No one on the College Station School Board expressed an interest in asking voters this November to build a new indoor pool without outside assistance.
It reminds me of the guy that's buying a $30 million yacht, and he asked how much it costs to run it per hour. If you're worried about the cost per hour, don't buy the yacht.
Garland Watson was referring to the more than $200,000 deficit the district pays each year to run the current natatorium. Paul Dorsett was among those who saw the benefit to the community but questioned school district voters paying for the $30 million facility, then operating it at an annual deficit.
Well, that's a whole other school and a half. And that impacts 650 students at one school, potentially. And I go, $200,000, that's a handful of teachers or sure. Aides.
Trustees will learn more tonight what interest the city council has in the natatorium. In the meantime, the school board will be asked next week to take final action on what could be two bond issues. One might be the natatorium by itself, and the other is more than $83 million covering new construction and remodeling buildings, among other things, which you can read online at WTAW.com. This morning, the A&M System Board of Regents will try again to approve nearly $4 billion of budgets for the fiscal year of all its universities and agencies. That will begin September 1st.
The Regents conference call follows tabling the budget last Thursday. That's after the suggestion that 5% of each organization's spending remain with the chancellor. And John Sharp was asked last Thursday what he thought about having $200 million at his disposal.
I would suspect that if you did it, that you can do it without the money going to the chancellor. I mean, you can have the universities set aside, create a pool over there, and then have another meeting and decide what you want to do with the pool. There's no reason to go here. I don't tell presidents how to spend their money. I help them get the budget, and then their administrators and they know how to do it.
Sharp also told the Regents he doesn't want to return money to the state or agencies who have given research funds. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
No one was injured during two separate house fires in College Station over the weekend. Information Officer Bart Humphrey says a garage caught fire Friday evening at a home on Marta Street near Ada Weiss Estates.
The homeowner had been cooking in preparation for a large party and had been using a propane-fired cooker in the garage, and unfortunately that set some combustibles on fire.
Humphreys says plywood-like material that had been set up as a grease guard ignited, and he reminds homeowners to use grills outside, at least 3 feet away from any flammable material. Then, on Sunday evening, a house behind City Hall caught fire on Foster Avenue due to an outside outlet being incorrectly grounded. No one was injured, but the power had to be cut, and there was minor smoke damage. While high temperatures have dropped below 100, it's still too hot for animals to be inside parked in locked vehicles. College Station policeman Phil Dorsett says they have saved some dogs recently.
Speaking with our animal control officers, we've had quite a few instances lately as the temperatures are climbing every day of people leaving their animals in their vehicles unattended. And, you know, oftentimes someone will think, oh, I'm just going to run in this store for 5 or 10 minutes. And then I'll be right back out. I know what I'm going to get, and I know where I need to go. You know, my pet can wait in the car for just a couple minutes, and then you'll get stuck in line, or there'll be a problem with the, you know, credit card machine, fill in the blank.
Dorsett says it's a Class C misdemeanor when you leave an animal inside a vehicle longer than 5 minutes when the outdoor temperature is 85 or warmer. A&M student move-in weekend is approaching, and that includes two high-rise complexes in Northgate.
We worked real closely with the stack and the rise regarding their move-in plans, and I think we have a good plan for that. I mean, it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be congested, but yeah, all those additional folks create challenges.
Lance Sims of the City of College Station says the plans include traffic movement.
Church Street, which is immediately adjacent to the rise, has been completely reconstructed as part of that. It's kind of a partnership there. So traffic should move a little better along Church Street, but ultimately there will be another connection that goes out from the newly reconstructed church out to South College.
And during Aggie Home football weekends, College Station police will be working with the university to handle the additional traffic and parking issues. Some Austin lawyers are undergoing training to learn how to defend students ticketed in school.
About 30 attorneys showed up for the training offered by the Austin Lawyers Guild to fight what the group calls the school-to-prison pipeline. Guild attorney Brian McGivern says school discipline has turned criminal for things that used to mean detention.
They put children in a position where they think they've got something that's like a traffic ticket. And if they pay the fine, it'll go away. When in reality, when they pay a fine, they unknowingly plead guilty to charge like, disorderly conduct. And when they do that, they're in an adult court.
McGivern says that means the charge stays on their record permanently and will show up when they apply for college, an apartment, or even a job. He says last year, Texas schools wrote over 300,000 non-traffic tickets to students. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:13 at 79 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this. And when you walk into their door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. Serving businesses for 33 years.
It's 8:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call 268-1162.
High pressure in control, so the heat continues. Sunshine, we're headed up to at least 100 degrees today. Clear, warm through the overnight, 75 to 80. It'll be mostly sunny tomorrow, 95 to 100 for the afternoon high. Maybe by late tomorrow afternoon, we could see an isolated thunderstorm. Tomorrow night, there's the chance of a shower or a thunderstorm, lows near 75. Partly sunny, maybe a shower or thunderstorm Thursday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There goes 8:14. No Jethro trivia today, simply because, it was something even Kat knew, so we're not going to do it.
That's mean.
No, I know it is. I forget what, it had to do with 50 Shades of Grey. We had talked about that a couple of weeks ago.
I don't think I would know what it was.
Yeah, you did. It was about the police having to make calls on places. All right, so here we go. It's are you ashamed of the car you drive? And if you're not, maybe you should be. Here's a list of the most embarrassing cars on the road. We don't do 10, so here's number 9, the PT Cruiser. Okay, number 8, boy, this one, no kidding, the Pontiac Aztec.
Hey,
what?
I loved that car.
Dude, what?
I owned one. It was a great car.
I used to have this conversation with Turbyville because he had one of those PJ Cruisers or whatever they're called, Toyota.
Oh, the FJ?
Yeah, FJ. That's an ugly car. That's fine if you want it. That's fine. But you liked it. What did you like about the Aztec?
I just liked it.
Man, it's like they got interrupted while they were drawing the lines on it. You know what I'm saying? Number 7 is the Lincoln Town Car. Number 6 is the Subaru Baja. Number 5 is the Volkswagen New Beetle, not the old one.
I don't like the New Beetle at all.
Yeah. Number 4 is the Chevy SSR. And again, that's kind of like a panel truck throwback thing. It's kind of got a look, and some people like it. All right, number three is the Hummer H2. Again, these are the most embarrassing cars. Number two is the Nissan Cube, and I would agree. Just, it's an odd little cube car. And number 1 is the Smart 4.2, the Smart car.
My grandma's car beats all of those.
Well, we've got a Smart car here,
we've got an H2.
Yes, we do. What do we call the Smart car? Is it what
the Mint?
The Mint, yeah, because
it's candy. Got little mints all over it.
Okay. All right. What is your grandmother's car?
When she was a preteen, she hated going to school, and her dad's company car.
Yeah.
Her dad ran a funeral home.
Okay.
Oh. He would take her to school in a hearse.
Yeah.
She would say, please drop me off two blocks away so I can walk to school.
You know, that's not, Gremlins. Remember Gremlins? Gremlins were ugly little cars.
They were
awful.
I
thought they were cool.
I worked at a TV station. That was our news car. That was
bless your heart.
Oh, it was horrible.
It sounds like a real experience.
Oh, it really was. Well, they knew when we rolled up, that's for sure. Okay. It's 8:16, and before we visit with things going on at the Humane Society, fashion designer Leo Workman has created wigs for dogs and cats that turn them into pop princesses. Wigs are modeled after the hairstyles of celebrities like Katy Perry, Britney Spears, Dolly Parton. The most popular, of course, would be the Lady Gaga hairpiece.
Oh, my gosh.
People, they don't like that. It's uncomfortable, really.
Yeah, somebody wants to get clawed all over their face.
If the dog tucks their tail, they're not happy. You may think it's cute. You may want to put it on YouTube, whether it's a costume or a wig or anything else. But really, don't do that. Unless it's that cat that rides the Roomba. We saw that last week.
That was cool.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting he does that. All right, so what is going on at the Humane Society?
Well, someone might pick up one of those wigs to enter their dog at the costume contest at Wienerfest.
Oh, listen to you tying that right in. All right, yeah. Very good.
I can make anything a segue.
Excellent, yeah.
Some don't mind it, right?
Yeah. And who knows? You might win that costume contest, and you'll have the sheer pleasure of saying, my dog won the Wienerfest
that's
costume
right.
contest.
Put the picture on the mantle or something.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, Wienerfest, October 5th. So just around the corner, August is almost over with. So, and with Wienerfest being the early part of October, it will be here before we know it. It's regular dachshund races, as usual, for those not familiar with Wienerfest. But this is the seventh one we've had.
Yeah.
So I hope you've heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
If not, come on out. October 5th, Wolfpen Creek Amphitheater. We'll have the dachshund races. We'll have the wannabe a wiener race and then the costume contest. So the wannabe a wiener race and the costume contest open to everything else besides, and the dachshunds can participate in the costume contest as well. But all those other breeds, we wanted to incorporate them as well. People get some really creative costumes and it'll be good trial before Halloween.
Sure, absolutely. See if they really do like it.
Yep. So again, October 5th, we're looking for sponsors. So for more information, call the shelter 775-5755. We have various levels of sponsorship, really great opportunity to get involved with the pet community because we have all sorts of pet related vendors out there. A lot of the rescue groups, and there's rescue groups that come up from Houston as well out to this. So if you're interested in maybe adding a new family member, you can meet some of those organizations that do help the homeless pets of the community and the state and so forth, because we work with all of them. We have our certified pre-owned pet event. Now that's running just till Thursday of this week. Those are great deals and they're going fast, so come on by and check out some of our animals. We have everything from people waited too long. If you're waiting to see if the Lhasa was still there this week, we had a 2-year-old Lhasa.
Oh, did you?
And he got adopted yesterday. But we have two dachshunds. We always joke that October, we always had a lot of dachshunds. I think this year with Wienerfest being as early as it is, we're going to have them in sooner.
Okay.
It's just sheer coincidence. But really great opportunities for those dachshunds to get added to a family and get practicing for the races. So,
you know it.
We have kittens coming back regularly from foster care, and we had about 70 kittens in foster care throughout the summer, and they've been trickling back in. So we have a color of kitten for everyone. We have a lot of them. They're all about eight to ten to up into the 4-month-old age and stuff.
Bet you
like
don't
that.
Have Katy Perry purple.
We don't have Katy Perry purple. Okay, I'm sure who knows, somebody might have a cat tolerant.
That's right. Just wait a while. Her hair will change color, too.
Right.
All right. If they want some more information, what do they do?
Go to our website, aggielandhumane.org, or find us on Facebook, Aggie Land Humane Society, or come visit us, 5359 Leonard Road. That's almost out there by the Brazos Expo Complex. So visit us, or if you're coming out to the fair, visit us while you're out there as well. And we will be ticket takers that Friday at the fair, and we're looking for volunteers for that. And the fair donates $5 back for every hour for each person that volunteers their time.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So for more information, call us. If you want specifically about volunteering, you're going to want to ask for Carrie, volunteering and foster care, and then that sponsorship, anything with Wienerfest, call and ask for Kathy, our director, and she can get you all that information you need.
All right, very good. Thanks.
Thank you.
You bet. We visit with the folks at Sleer from the Humane Society. Visit with them on Tuesdays. And Priscilla's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
I'm well. Good morning.
Good. What you got for us?
Tomorrow, we have our Economic Outlook Briefing Luncheon sponsored by Caldwell Companies. It's going to be at the Hilton, and it's the theme is the impact of the 83rd session of the Texas Legislature. And it's exciting because we have Senator Schwartner is going to be there, Representative Kyle Cassell, and Representative John Rainey. There might still be room if you're interested. Tickets are $25, and for a table of eight, it's $250. And then the next day, we have business after hours at Atkinson Toyota from 5:30 to 7, and that's on Earl Rudder Freeway. Bring lots of business cards. Let's see. Looking forward, we have a health and wellness luncheon on Tuesday, August 27th. From 11:15 to 1:30 at Briarcrest Country Club. This is sponsored by Enco Insurance, Brown & Company Insurance, and HBI Office Solutions. And this is titled, I Wish I'd Known, Plan Now for Financial, Legal, and Physical Health. I know that I'm not ready.
And it's kind of it's complicated, but you've got some special specialists there to talk about.
That's right. There's going to be a panel, and you will be able to ask questions answered. So that's neat. And the cost of a ticket for that is $30 for non-members, $40, and a table of eight for $340. And it's going to be really interesting. You want to save the date for Lobster Fest and Golf Classic, of course. And the Bank and Trust is our title sponsor for this event again, and that's going to be September 22nd and September 23rd. And if your business wants to donate a silent or live auction, please let us know. You can call the Chamber at 260-5200 or visit our website at bcschamber.org.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
That's Priscilla here from the Chamber. Visit those folks on Tuesday as well. Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
It's the most fun. Make summer's best memories at Schlitterbahn Water Park. Experience endless rivers, thrilling water slides, surfing waves, and uphill water coasters. Plus, splash with the little ones in specially designed play pools. Family-owned and operated, Schlitterbahn Water Park lets you bring a picnic and park for free. Buy your tickets today at schlitterbahn.com. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
New data from Washington. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Consumers spent a little more money last month than they did in June. The Commerce Department reports retail sales edged higher by 0.2 percentage points in July. Spending on cars, furniture, and electronics was down, but department store sales increased at the fastest pace in more than a year. The trend for drivers to keep their vehicles longer is helping auto parts retailers. Polk projects the average age of cars, currently at a record of nearly 11.5 years, to keep increasing for another 5 years. Stores like AutoZone and O'Reilly Auto Parts report sales are up as drivers buy replacement wipers, floor mats, and other items for their aging cars. Campbell Soup Company is holding what it says are final and exclusive negotiations to sell some of its food businesses in Europe to the private equity firm CVC Capital Partners. Stocks ended mixed yesterday. The futures are slightly higher ahead of the Tuesday session. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-789-3239. That's 1-800-789-3239. 1-800-789-3239.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Gentlemen, are you looking for an authentic barbershop? Not one that has a menu of prices for a bunch of services that you probably don't want or need. Not a place where you have to make an appointment to see a stylist and then have to wait. If you're looking for an authentic barbershop where your hair is cut the way you want, for one price, then tell yourself, I'll go to Sonny's. Sonny's Barbershop, of course, located on Villa Maria across from the Tejas Center.
David Gardner's, gosh, I don't know, it's been decades, about three decades as a matter of fact. David Gardner's has been creating jewelry here in Bryan College Station, and as a result, people do come from a long way off to get a David Gardner jewelry design. And one of the things that's really worked for years and years is that David has had designs that he has customized for people, either with stones for some sort of a remembrance. And if you have a special occasion, then you can take that basic design and change it around. And it's a David Gardner creation that's made just for you. Now, also, David has other designers there that you can see their work as well. And we'll talk for just a second about the David Yurman VIP Club because it is a little bit different. David Yurman's available a lot of places. But the VIP Club is different, and only David Gardner's has that, and that is that you accrue points through your purchases throughout the year, and then you use those points toward purchases the next year. And then there's certain times of the year when you get double points, generally having to do with a birthday, maybe or an anniversary, and then they just have general double points for everybody. So that's kind of a neat deal. And again, it's a David Gardner exclusive. Remember, they are your authorized Rolex dealer, and they have authorized Rolex service, which means it doubles the length of the warranty as well. So lots of reasons for you to stop in and visit, whether it's something that you'll find in the case or something they'll design for you specially. That's David Gardner's Jewelers at 911 University.
Imagine growing up in an empty room and not being let out until adulthood. That's like the experience of fish bred in hatcheries and released into the wild. But recently, at a salmon hatchery in Norway, Penn State University biologist Victoria Braithwaite and her colleagues spruced up the empty tanks. They added rocks, plants, and other obstacles and moved and replaced them periodically. After 8 weeks, the fish competed with conventionally raised salmon in a maze.
The fish that had had the enrichment items, unlike those that were reared in standard conditions, were just much more effective and efficient at getting out of the maze.
Changes in the fish's brain also indicated a higher capacity for learning and memory. Braithwaite says that if hatcheries can raise smarter fish, they may be able to breed fewer of them, since they'd be more likely to survive in the wild. I'm Bob Hershon for AAAS, the Science Society.
A couple of minutes before Kat does the news for us, residents in Beijing are furious after a man built his own mountain villa on top of an existing apartment building. Zhang Lin moved tons of rocks onto the roof of the building to build his own penthouse that looks like it was carved into the side of a mountain. Now, first of all, how did he know that the structure could stand that? Who knew the roof could handle tons of weight? Anyway, residents below say the weight of this new unit has caused their existing walls to crack. One neighbor says this was originally a small attic when he bought it. He tore that down, built a mountain on top of us. Officials say it was built without permission and may have to be demolished. How do you just build something without permission on top of an apartment building? But nonetheless, I don't know if you saw the 60 Minutes piece. They were talking about the housing bubble in China and in Beijing, and building after building, rows of buildings that have no one in them. No one. And they walked inside, and they had, you walked in, and there was a sign on the first floor that said Nike, one that said KFC, another like Louis Vuitton, trying to make people think that those stores would be moving in there, but instead all they did is just actually take billboards and put them in there to make them think that the stores were moving in. Obviously a building boom that's going on there. And the latest viral YouTube video, we'll talk about that in the next couple of minutes. But in the meantime, it's time for some news.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. With football season here, it's time to start planning where everyone needs to stay. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Two unrelated house fires in College Station left smoke damage but injured no one. Bart Humphreys with the College Station Fire Department says Sunday evening in the area behind City Hall, an electrical problem caught the inside of a wall on fire on Foster Avenue.
Any exterior outlets should be rated for exterior use, meaning that they're insulated from moisture and all that kind of stuff. And any of those outside electrical outlets need to be on a ground fault circuit interrupter, GFCI.
Humphreys says those precautions will cause a circuit breaker to shut off a problem area to prevent a fire like this one. Another home caught on fire Friday evening near Edelweiss Estates on Marta Street when a homeowner used a propane grill inside of the garage. What the A&M System Board of Regents didn't get done last Thursday, they'll try to do this morning.
The Regents delayed action on nearly $4 billion of budgets that start September 1st for the system's 11 universities, 7 agencies, and 2 service units. Chancellor John Sharp was asked about the idea of holding back 5% from each organization and let him decide how to spend the $200 million.
I would prefer, I'm better at doing budgets and you telling me what you're going to do and at the end of it. My only concern is, however you style this, don't make me give money back to the state. We just spend a lot of time getting it. And so I don't want that to happen. I don't want to give money back to the National Science Foundation that we get in research.
The Regents will meet via conference call attempting to resolve the division between at least 2 veteran members who support the 5% holdback and 2 new members who don't. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
College Station school board members will learn tonight from the city council if there's any interest in building and operating a new indoor pool. From a workshop last night, the second board has no interest of being the primary player.
We got out of the pool business years ago and asked the city to run our facility for us. I really think the need should be coming from the other side, and they should be coming to the school district saying, you could use this 10 to 20% of the time. Would you be interested in partnering with us?
Randall Pitcock was part of the board majority who said they could not justify adding $30 million of debt when the school district has 25% of the usage. Carol Barrett added she's lost sleep the last 2 years laying off employees.
We've made the painful cuts that we've made, and we still come up with a deficit budget, and you're asking to add to that on top. It boggles my mind.
There was no vocal opposition to more than $83 million of proposed projects that include upgrades to safety, technology, and transportation, along with new construction and deferred maintenance. Online at WTAW.com, you can read an update list. The CSISD board is scheduled to vote on what they want in November's bond issue next week. Those who park in Northgate for A&M home football games, you might be paying more. Lance Sims with the City of College Station says it applies to the garage, service parking lots, and more than 100 parking meters.
We tried to focus really on the peak times and the special events time when, frankly, people are going to be in Northgate, and try to minimize the impact on the local businesses and establishments.
Other changes in Northgate parking rates start next week, including a couple of price breaks.
Out there, the peak times, as most folks probably know, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Northgate. We're offering what we're calling an early bird special at the parking garage. If you'll show up a little early from 8 to 10:30 on those peak nights, we offer reduced cost. It's basically $6 flat fee, and that $6 is going to be good for a 12-hour pass.
And in an effort to generate more weekday lunchtime business, Northgate parking on the surface lots and meters will be free from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., again, starting next Monday. That errand you think will take only a couple of minutes usually takes a lot longer. And when you leave a pet inside a locked vehicle, even with the windows open, that brings out the authorities.
Next thing you know, we're out there in the parking lot waiting on you to return, and it's been 20 minutes. Or we're having to open up your vehicle to get those animals out to safety because of the heat.
College Station policeman Phil Dorsett says animal control has been called several times recently to save pets from heat stress.
That it's a Class C misdemeanor to leave an animal unattended in a vehicle for more than 5 minutes. if it's 85 degrees or hotter outside.
Dorsett says even with the windows down, temperatures inside parked vehicles can reach 150 degrees. And a Waco daycare owner accused in a baby's death now faces more charges.
Police say Marion Frazier gave four-month-old Clara Felton a toxic level of Benadryl last March. Frazier was arrested. Now, other kids who went to spoiled rotten daycare have tested positive as well for the medication, prompting Frazier's rearrest.
We believe that this daycare owner was administering the Benadryl for the effects of making the children sleep and keeping them on a nap time schedule for her convenience.
Sergeant Patrick Swanton says it's considered Benadryl is unsafe for children under two. He adds the investigation isn't over. More babies could have been drugged. Frazier is charged with injury to a child causing death and child endangerment. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 81 degrees. The Sick of the News is brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Whether you need a staycation, planning for fall's upcoming football season, or any special occasion you can think of, think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is not your typical average run-of-the-mill stay. This is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. Saturated with history, the Red Velvet Inn is a must-stay. They even donate a percentage of their profits to local dog rescues. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584.
Here's David Schulte explaining the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
The Bulletproof Roof Guarantee is a concept that began with the fact that various products and service providers offer you warranties and guarantees. When you go to use those warranties and guarantees, you find out they're full of holes. They don't cover and protect you the way they should. We want to create a roof installation along with its warranties and guarantees that wouldn't be full of holes. In other words, bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs and save $8 on select LED light bulbs now through September 30th after rebate. Located in College Station at the corner of Texas and Holloman, Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Now is a great time to buy a home. At Cornerstone, we can help whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance or buy your next dream home. Rates are low and Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit us at 307 Arguello Drive. Cornerstone Home Lending, making a positive contribution to your life and celebrating 25 years of service. NMLS 208153, branch NMLS 280999.
Good morning. It's 8:38. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, the world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure remains anchored over the Gulf of Mexico. We continue to have a very warm forecast, and that'll stay in place through at least Thursday. Mostly sunny for today, with temperatures approaching 100. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will be 75 to 80. Of sunshine on Wednesday, maybe an isolated afternoon storm, 95 to 100. Chance of a shower or a thunderstorm tomorrow night, 75. Partly sunny Thursday, the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Oh, heck, let's see what else we can find out about Detroit.
Oh, goody, can we?
Yeah, not been a good two, 3 weeks for Detroit. You know, yesterday we did that story about how there were thugs who were dressing up in bulletproof vests and carrying badges. And the police
said, don't stop.
Yeah. Unless it's a clearly marked police car. Of course, the whole debt thing. And now, a man's bulletproof vest looks pretty much the same as a woman's body armor on the outside, except, of course, the women's is contoured to fit her curves. However, when several female officers with the Detroit Police Department provided their height, weight, and bra size, they never imagined that a good portion of the rank and file at DPD would see it.
Oh!
Police sources said about 3 weeks ago, Commander Dwayne Love was asked to notify officers that their bulletproof vests were ready to be picked up. So he forwarded an email to the commanders, who then forwarded to supervisors and forwarded to the officers. They claimed that they didn't realize that the height, weight, and the bra sizes of the women would be included in the Excel spreadsheet.
Oh.
So you could go ahead and just sort by bra size if you want to and attribute it to the officer. Yeah. I mean, more serious stuff has happened, but just on top of everything else that's going on.
For yikes. Them.
A simple test of famous faces can help spot early dementia. Doctors already use simple mental agility tests to screen for the disease, but U.S. experts also believe facial recognition tests could be helpful. A study published by the Journal of Neurology found it could spot one type of dementia in 30 patients, and researchers at Northwestern University found that people with early onset primary progressive aphasia, that's PPA, had a tougher time identifying black and white prints of 20 famous people, like John F. Kennedy or Albert Einstein or Martin Luther King. Normal for all of us to forget a name or a face for a while, but forgetting somebody as famous, for instance, as Elvis, proves that there might be some deeper issues there. That sounds like a pretty straightforward way to do things.
Yeah, it does.
That's non-invasive, and you know, you basically can find out.
You might say it was as simple as black and white.
Oh, very nice. Listen to you. That's good. All right, they had nothing to do, obviously, in Pittsburgh. That's where the city's famous Andy Warhol Bridge is. It's now covered in yarn.
What?
Because it's art.
1,800 knitters.
Oh,
worked
gosh.
All weekend to attach 580 blanket-sized hand-knitted panels to the pedestrian walkway on the bridge in the city where Andy Warhol was born. The project organized by the Fiber Arts Guild of Pittsburgh, which calls it the nation's largest yarn bomb. Term applies to artists who knit coverings over stuff.
Yeah, no.
I've seen them for trees and everything else.
I mean, I'm a knitter.
Okay.
But it seemed it's so much effort to, they could have helped a lot of people if they would take it into pieces.
And once again, that's right. A promotional stunt went very, very wrong Friday in Seoul, South Korea, where LG Electronics, pretty big company, promised to give away 100 advanced models of its upcoming G2 phone to anybody who caught a balloon holding the coupon, okay? I mean, the idea was the worker was going to go out there and let go of these balloons, and then if somebody caught it, then they could get the $850 device.
Turned into a bit of a rumble, did it?
It did, because some people brought BB guns.
That's which smart thinking.
There's gave no them an edge. Rule against it.
Well, apparently there wasn't, and thus we have our problem. About 20 people were injured. One woman came to the outdoor event with a long stick that resembled a spear. Another guy brought what looked like balls of tape tied to the end of a string.
See, that's just funny.
That's
really silly.
In Korean TV, the news report of the event, a crowd is seen chasing a batch of balloons as a worker struggles to release them. So, I mean, it almost worked, but not exactly. Okay, here we go. It's an app that you've always wanted. If you're a Globetrotter, this could be handy. It's called Pivo, and it's an app that will teach users how to order beer in 59 different languages. Created by Justin Amy and Ole Opworth, the app was inspired by their frustration when they were abroad and they couldn't order a beer in Czechoslovakia. We landed in Prague and headed straight to the nearest bar, and after catching the attention of the barmaid, we realized neither of us knew how to order a beer in Czech. So we Googled it and nothing. We thought there must be an app for that. There wasn't. Pivo has been born. I don't know how much it costs. Just saying. Most important thing, right? And while we're talking about that, the most important thing if you're a college student?
Beer.
Beer. Yep.
Grades.
Here we are. Silly. Here we are. As people are headed off to college, it means books, it means new clothes, it means new friends, it means making memories of your favorite watering hole, the Daily Meal, has surveyed students from around the country, and they've found the five best college bars in U.S. America. And we've got one in the SEC.
Mm.
One. But that's all right. There are others that are nearby. Number five is Bourbon Street at the University of Georgia in Athens. Dance on the slippery tables if you dare, or head upstairs and shoot pool and down some brews. Number four is Bullwinkle's Saloon at Florida State University.
We used to have one of them.
With all you can... I think there might have been one here.
That's what I said. There used to be one here.
Yeah.
Right over there by the first Blue Baker.
Okay, huh. All right.
Interesting.
Yeah, with all you can drink nights for just $10. See, that's not good.
No.
That is a not good thing.
I would have hurt them.
That is really not
a good way
good.
To get a... alcohol toxicity.
Well, and I thought about it while poisoning. Lance was here from the city of College Station last week. You know, you remember, and Kevin, you can remember this, there was a time where in Northgate they'd let you bring kegs in there.
Yep.
You could pull into the parking lot with a keg in the back of your truck. I mean, that's just not good. Anyway, they can't do that anymore. Number three is the Wagon Wheel, University of Kansas at Lawrence. Bring your Sharpie, the wooden benches, begging for your autograph, while diehard basketball fans can see the Jayhawks games projected on the outside wall.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Even during football season, because they usually suck. Number two is the Knight Library. That's K-N-I-G-H-T at the University of Central Florida. It's in Orlando.
The place it's
features
the Knights.
Yes, that's right. This features three full bars, giant dance floor, patio bar, and also custom beer pong tables. And number one, well, of course, in the most decadent city in America, it'd be the Boot at Tulane University in New Orleans. The local dive caters to the broke but thirsty college student with 50-cent beer night. 50-cent beer night in the heart of the Big Easy.
We used to do drink till you the seal broke.
What does that
what
mean?
What seal?
You'd have somebody standing at the bathroom, and everybody came into the bar, and for a penny, you would drink as much as you wanted at the bar I worked at until somebody had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, I got you. Okay. All
wow.
Right. Well, and we, you know, again, at the radio station I worked in Beaumont, we used to do penny drinks at the Palace, you know, and, again, probably not a good idea.
Drink and drown.
Yeah, that's, again, all those things that used to go on, and it's interesting because I would have thought that MAD would have been all over a couple of these places.
Oh,
already.
I'm sure.
50-cent beer and $10 all you can drink. Yeah, that's a little counterproductive.
In New Orleans, though, it's probably pronounced MAD.
Yeah, right.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Now is a great time to buy a home. At Cornerstone, we can help whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance or buy your next dream home. Rates are low, and Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit us at 307 Arguello Drive. Cornerstone Home Lending, making a positive contribution to your life and celebrating 25 years of service. NMLS 208153, branch NMLS 280990.
Aggie owned and operated Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Thrive Home Healthcare, Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Normandy Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Normandy Tractor, pay cash, and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Normandy Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. Visit normandytractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW, at 11 minutes till we may have discovered the actual Barbie world. Barbie world!
A place you'll never go.
Scientists have found a pink planet.
Oh, really?
Yes, good much Lord. Like our own solar system's gas giants orbiting a star-like sun, a sun-like star. We're not likely to visit. It's 57 light years away.
And is it strawberry scented?
Well, we don't know.
No, that would be strawberry shortcake, not Barbie.
That's right. Anyhow, it's glowing from the heat of its formation. The average temperature planet side about 460 degrees Fahrenheit.
Melt your plastic, man.
Probably so. Aside from the interesting magenta shade, it's also an interesting astronomical find because the planet is way outside the normal range for planetary formation from a star. Neptune is the farthest planet from our sun. It's about 30 astronomical units away from its star. This planet is 43 units away.
That's cool.
They're going to call it Ken?
Oh, stop it. Have you seen the guy that created PayPal and Tesla Motor Company and is part of the SpaceX project and stuff like that?
Okay.
Did you see that yet?
No. Mm-hmm.
He's developed a tube system a la the bank.
Okay.
A pneumatic tube.
Right.
And if they build it, it can get you from L.A. to San Francisco in 30 minutes.
Okay, let's do that.
You want to get sucked through that?
Let's do that if they build it thing, okay? Which would be like how much money?
I don't know, but this guy's loaded. He developed PayPal.
Yeah, okay.
But he's got the designers. Basically, you would climb into a capsule with four or five people.
Yeah.
And just boom.
Okay, so it's not like a giant Schlitterbahn slide or something.
No. It has, in other words, it's
a pneumatic
got a vacuum.
Tube like yeah. at the bank.
Right.
Interesting and a little scary.
I'd be all over that.
Well, no, they could have oxygen inside the tube.
I have my suspicions.
The little thing that, like, you'd put your coins
about
in.
About when it malfunctions.
Well, again.
It'd be like driving in any other tunnel.
That's it. And I could just see little kids putting, holes in it along the way. But nonetheless.
Well, they're talking about putting it underground. I think it'd be a neat way to travel.
Well, sure.
You want to go from here to, say, Chicago, drive down to Houston instead of jumping in an airplane? You jump in a tube.
All
I'm still waiting for the flying a little boards that they have, the hoverboards from Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, that's 2015. It should be here soon.
Put that list together. Yeah, that's it.
And self-tying shoelaces.
Do you know the original name of Midnight Train to Georgia?
Woo-woo.
Midnight Plane to Houston.
Yes, that is correct.
That doesn't quite sound as romantic.
It ended up not being it, but that's how it happened. Lots of animals produce milk, but we seem to prefer it from a cow. There's nothing about cow milk that makes it any better than, for instance, giraffe milk or dolphin milk. It's just easier to get. According to Michael Van Ambrew, who specializes in dairy management at Cornell University, it's all about economics. Cows are docile and easy to manage, which gives them the monopoly on the milk industry. Sheep and goats are steady milk producers, too.
But it doesn't taste very good.
Well, they run around a lot, too, and it makes it a lot harder to wrangle them.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Cows meander. And also, it's hard to compete with the sheer volume of milk that's produced by a cow, 10 gallons per day compared to a half gallon per goat. Goat milk doesn't taste good, huh?
Mm-mm.
All right,
I once made goat milk ice cream. That was a big mistake.
It's good cheese, though.
0 for 2. All right.
Goat cheese is good.
Is it?
Yeah. I like goat cheese.
Yeah, it depends. Goat ice cream.
Never had goat ice cream.
What flavor was it?
It was a mint with coconut.
Oh, okay. Would that work good with even cow ice cream? Mint and coconut. Just saying. Was it shredded coconut, or did you just put coconut flavoring in it? Hello?
Oh, shit. I think she's off.
She had to go. All right. Yeah. Leaves those little things and then leaves.
Drop that nugget and bail.
Okay. Wait. Hang on. We got the...
While you're doing that, yeah. A&M's doing something kind of cool for the first game of the season.
Oh, yeah?
You can throw your bid in at an auction to ride in a B-17.
Oh, really?
You can be part of the flyover.
Good morning, Brian Broadcasting. This is Katha.
Is Mr. Downs around?
May I ask who's calling, sir?
This is Scott.
Okay, with who?
Oh, I work at the radio station.
We're on the air.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, hold on for a moment.
What's her name, Capper? I'll have to ask.
I've always just called her Tiny.
Oh, okay.
She's little bitty.
Diminutive barely describes her. She is a.
But I thought the B-17 flyover, you can sit in the nose gutters.
Oh,
position.
You're kidding? No, really, up front? Wow. Hello.
I'm just listening.
Okay.
I'm fascinated, much like our audience is at this very moment.
The young lady's name is Capper. Is that right?
Hmm.
Up front.
Katha.
Katha.
Yeah, she's from Bryan College Station, so she's kind of like the rest of us. She kind of slurs a little when she talks.
I understand.
Yeah. We speak comfortable down here.
We called to tell you, Ben. This is Ben Downs. We called to tell you,
General Manager Byron Broadcasting.
That's it. The United States Star Trek community has officially claimed the title to be registered in the Guinness World Book of Records this year for the most people dressed up in a Star Trek costume.
Where do I go?
Well, no, it just happened at the Rio.
No.
It happened at the Rio.
Why do we always hear about these when it's after?
When it's too late for me and Kat to participate.
Do you both actually have costumes for that?
And if we do?
I'm just merely out of curiosity.
The Trek convention assembled 1,085 fans to claim the American title for the most people assembled in one place in Star Trek regalia.
Because we're the sort of people that we are, Kevin, we would welcome you. We have this red shirt uniform that we would like for you to wear.
Even I know that means it's over. Yeah. Even I know that.
Funny that they did that in the new movie, too. The guy that you knew was about to go through the meat grinder or whatever horrible thing was about to happen on a red shirt.
Red. That's perfect.
Scott could wear a triple costume.
Homage. There you go. Yes.
Giant triple.
Oh,
Just roll along.
I have a triple on my desk, Scott. Yes, there is a slight familial resemblance.
Okay. Could I bring a sledgehammer in and just tap it?
Okay. Yeah, right.
Anyway.
So what was the big number? How did they?
No one really cares. 1085. Yep. So
that's all it took?
That's all it took. Yeah, I know. Well, see, that's it. There are nerds out there right now going, that's it? That's all we got to do? We can do better than that.
One little press release and it could have been 1087.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. Had you only known.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Always good to hear from you. Thank you. Okay. Hello.
Calling to defend goat's milk.
Oh, all right. I'm all over it. Let me hear it.
I make goat's milk products right here in the Brazos Valley. My ice cream has twice been named top 5 dessert in Austin, Texas.
Well, now, prove it. Bring some up here.
What flavor did you make, sir?
We had 300-plus flavors.
I just want to tell you, don't ever make it if it's goat's and coconut milk mixed together, and you have peppermint in it. That was a confection rejection.
You adulterated the primary product. Goat's milk is great. Most people can't tell the difference between my goat's milk and cow's milk.
Okay, what's the name of your company?
Water Oak Farm. You can find it at some local shopatoriums.
Do you have a website?
Yes, dairygoathaven.com.
Say it again.
DairyGoatHaven.com.
There's your free plug today. Thank you, man. I appreciate it, sir.
Yeah,
talk to Mr. Downs because they put ice cream up here, and I want to try that.
Yeah, I'll leave it to the professionals. What happened was my friend was allergic to cow milk, and so that's why I called it Cogo Nuts Cream. But
the Honda Summer Clearance Event is going on now at Allen Honda. Take advantage of great finance rates from Honda. Get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the 2013 CRV, Crosstour, Odyssey, Pilot, or Fit. Plus, you may qualify for an additional $500 down payment from Honda toward a new CRV if you're a current owner of a 2003 or newer year model of any of these manufacturers. Trade-in not required. The Honda Summer Clearance Event. Going on now to Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
As much as things change, they stay the same. Over the years, the banking industry and Texas have evolved, becoming more efficient, making life easier. And at Spirit of Texas Bank, we have all the latest tools for your banking needs. But we haven't forgotten the most important part, you. And that's why we say we're Texans helping Texans. Come see us today, and let us give you the friendly experience that hasn't changed since the beginning.
Spirit of Texas Bank.
This is Andy Wynn with Beal & Wynn Insurance. Owning a business means investing a lot of your blood, sweat, and tears. When it comes to insuring that business, it's crucial to talk to someone you can trust who has the expertise to make sure your investment is protected. At Beal & Wynn, we have access to dozens of companies so we can find the absolute best coverage and price. Let us review your coverage today. No business is too small or too large. Call us today at 268-1500 or go to BealInsurance.com. Beal & Wynn Insurance, since 1946.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 800-98-STEEL. You must act now. Call 800-98-STEEL.